We're holding a nine test on the day's the Mishnah. Continuing with the topic of the Korban Toida. So the Mishnah says, Vlad Toida, a baby of a Korban Toida. So a person named a Toida, being a shlomim, can be a male or a female animal, so therefore you can conceivably have where he designated the animal, and it was already pregnant, and now later on it gives birth. Rashi Ksavyad makes the point that it was already pregnant when it was Makdashit, and then Achronim talk about why it should have to be so, as opposed to you could also have the case, it's really well on the face of it, where he was Makdashit and later on it became pregnant, then that's different. Anyway, so Utmurasa, or Tmura of a Toda, per you're not allowed to make a Tmura, but when a person does make a Tmura, then you have the dinim of what happens with it. Hifrish Toda v'Ovda, and another case, where a person designated an animal for Toda v'Ovda and got lost, the Hifrish Acheres Tachteha, and he designated a different one, to make up for the first one. So in all these three cases, Eina Tona Lachem, in all these three cases, he does bring it as a carbon, but he doesn't have to bring it with bread. So none of the 40 loaves of bread that we've been talking about so far. Because the pasuk says v'hikrav al zera hatoida, because the pasuk says you should offer together with the korban of the toida. Now, why does that have to say hatoida? V'hikrav al zera, because the context is talking about a toida. So from that word hatoida, we learn hatoida to'un lachem. Only the toida itself requires bread. V'lo vlada v'lo chilufa v'lo tmerasa to'un lachem. None of these cases, a baby of it, or an exchange of it, or an exchange of it, meaning where the original one was lost, or tmura, which is when he made an illegal exchange. So none of those require lachem. So you do bring them as a toida, and it has the dinim of a toida insofar as, for example, that you can only eat it for one day and one night, like a toida, not 2 days and a night, like a regular shlomim, but you don't have to bring bread with it. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Mahu emet toida yakriv, imal toida yakriv. The pasuk says, imal toida yakrivenu. So we take out, we have the words, so later on, the Gemara is going to douse in the nun vav of it. It says toida. So leaving aside the nun vav for the moment, the basic thing it says in the pasuk is toida yakriv. He should offer a toida. Now it doesn't need to say the word yakriv anywhere at all. From here we learn minayim lamafish tadasa va'avdas. So how do we know? As we said in the Mishnah, person designates his toida and it got lost. He designated a different one instead. And now he finds the first one. And both of them now are standing in front of him. So how do we know then that, first of all, that he can offer whichever one of them he wants together with the bread? That is why the pasuk is telling us the toda he should offer, meaning in other words, at this point, before he's brought the korban, either one of them is a valid toda, the original one because that was the one he was going to use, and the second one because he said this one is going to be the one instead of the one that got lost, which he designated that when the first one was in fact lost and unavailable. So he can bring either one, and he'll bring the bread with it. Now you would think later on he does end up being matched with the second one as well. You would think that he also has to bring bread with that one. Therefore, note the pasuk says you should offer it, where the nun vav is a mute. So that means echad v'lo shnayim. So only one of them has to be brought with bread, not two of them. So now, on the one hand, we have a ribu from the word yakriv, implying that no matter what, we'll offer it. And then on the other hand, we have a miut from the nun vav, minayim l'rabas v'lodis v'chalifus v'tmuris v'akrava. So how do we know to exchange, how do we know that all these cases we mentioned in the Mishnah, a baby of it, or an exchange of it, or a tmura of it, how do we know that they themselves are offered. In other words, basically the question is, how do we know, given that we're saying that only one of them comes with bread, maybe only one of them is offered. Maybe in other words, the definition is a toida, by definition, has to have bread. No bread, no toida. So if we already said from the nun vav, the yakrivenu, that you're not bringing the second one with bread, maybe you don't bring it at all. Another way of looking at it is, since the whole concept of bringing a toga is a person had something, generally speaking, a person brings a toga when he was in a dangerous situation, and Hashem saved him from it, the kind of thing for which nowadays we bench normal, then maybe we would say that it's al derech. Like, for example, a person had to bring a chatas, for example. If they brought one animal for the chatas, and now they have a spare one available for whatever reason, they don't bring it in another chatas, you don't bring two chatas for the same aveda, or an asham, etc. So maybe the same thing should be true over here, and therefore we need to know that now. Talmud Bayma, Imat Toda. Therefore the pasuk says, if on the Toda, so on also means in addition to. So it means, in other words, so that tells us that you add other korbanos on top of the Toda, namely these cases that you offer the second animal as well. Now, Yachol Yehu Tonis Lachem. But then we're back to, though, you would think that in all those, So in other words, the first part of the Braisa was talking about the case where you actually have two animals available where one of them was lost, but now it's found, and now you actually have two animals available. So we said that you do bring both of them, but only one of them has bread. Now we're focusing on the other cases, the cases of a vlad, the cases of a tamura, etc. So now we're saying the same thing. Once we establish that you have to bring both of them, because of the words im al toda, yochol yehotun islachem, you would think that now maybe they require bread after all. So maybe you would say, in other words, okay, so we had the nun vav before, which was the meter. So the chalifin, fine, that we already said, you have the nun vav, but vlodis and tmuris, you never had a miut in the first place to say that they shouldn't come with bread, so maybe they should. So no, tamabang with the hikrib al zevach ha-toida, so no, because the pasuk says you should offer on the korban of the toida, and that's, as we said in the mission, the word ha-toida in that pasuk is extra, toida, torn in lachem, v'lo vlod v'lo chiluf v'lo tmurasa torn in lachem, so none of these things are needed. Again, v'lo chilufa does not really need to be said. We already said chilufa, we have the case where the animal was lost and then found, but what we mean, in other words, is that the other ones, the vlad and the tmura, even though we didn't have a miur before from the nun vol of Yaakov Ivanu, fine, but we instead have a miur from the word ha-toida, that only the toida itself requires lachem, and not these other things. So that's where we learn the dinim of our Mishnah that none of these things, that all these things have to be brought to the korban, and they have a dinim of toga, but they don't come with blood. Okay. So the Gemara says, Shalom Rav Chanina Mishmei de Rav Yechanan. Rav Chanina sent a message in the name of Rav Yechanan that when we say in the Mishnah that you don't bring bread, but the second one, Moshanu Elala Acha Kapara, that would only apply after Kapara, after he had brought the first one together with its Lechem, now he's bringing the second one, so now that second one doesn't come with Lechem. Aval Lifne Kapara, but if he hadn't yet offered the one for the Torah, Torah and Lachem, then all these cases in the Mishnah would in fact require Lachem. So not just the case of the Chalifin, where one of them was lost, and then found, but also the other cases that we've been talking about, the newborn baby animal, or the Tumura. Well, the Gemara says, Havi Bar Rav Amram. Rav Amram was discussing and wondering about this and trying to figure out what is the scenario that Rav Chanina is talking about. Aheya, which one of the three dinim is Rav Chanina referring to? Ilema Chalife Todas Choyba. Are we saying that we're talking about the case of the exchange for a Toda, which is a Choyba? Now, how would a Toda be a Choyba? So Rashi and Rashi Ksavyad explained that it means what he said, Harei Olai. He said, I obligate myself. As we know, you have neder and nedava. A person can say, I obligate myself to bring the korban, versus he can say, this animal to begin with, he says, this animal should be a korban. So when he says, harei olai, then that makes it a choyva. Rashi Ksavyad brings another point as well, which is another way that it can be a Todas Choyva, is where the person was in fact in one of the four dangerous situations, nowadays he has an obligation to venture Goymel. So then he had an obligation to bring a Korban Toda, and now we're talking about them, so now we'd be talking about where he was in that situation. So if you're going to say that, and you're going to say that in that case he brought his first one, and now the and now and he brought one, and now the original one showed up, And now the original one showed up, and now we're saying that he brings the second one, but he doesn't bring bread with it. Well, then what's the point of saying it, says Rav Amram. Lifnei kapara tanena, if you're talking about before he brought the original one as a korban, then we already have a braisa that says so, because we just said that he could offer either one because the braisa is saying that he could bring either one, that he can bring either one that he wants, and together with it, he brings the bread. We said, Ezem Menansha, Ezem Menansha, Yitzi Yahu, the Lachma Imo, we said a few lines ago in the braisa. So we said then that before kapara he would bring whichever one together with the bread. Ila acha kapara tanena, and if acha kapara, also the braisa had told us that you do have to bring it, but at that point you do bring bread with it because of the nun vav of Yachvi Zanu. So what is your Chanina's chiv? Ela achalifa todas midava. So are we talking about where it's purely are we talking about where the toda is in midava? So it can mean, in other words, where the classic example of midava, where he says to begin with harezu, he goes over to begin with and says this particular animal should be a korban without having obligated himself in the first place. So now, as we know, the din is now if that animal becomes lost or unavailable or whatever, then he has no further obligation. And it's also, let's say, he's not bringing it because he had been in a dangerous situation, but rather just because he feels grateful and thankful to Hashem. So now you're going to say then that Rav Chanina is telling us that if there's a difference between lifnei kapara and la'acha kapara as far as whether this one is going to require bread. Well, the Gemara says, why? Ben lifnei kapara, ben la'acha kapara, tonus lechem. What do you mean? Of course it's going to require bread. Marv of a todas, who all it is he's bringing two separate todas. So in other words, when the whole thing is in a dava anyway, so what are we talking about? You're saying that he, to begin with, said, I voluntarily am going to bring a todas. Now he's not chayav b'achrius. The fact is, if that animal gets lost, he has no further obligation. If he now chooses to instead say, you know what, but I'm going to bring a different animal instead of the korban, of course, then it's not really tied to the first one. It's not really chalifin for the first one. It really is fundamentally a completely separate korban. So of course, each of them is going to require bread. And there'd be no reason to say la'acha kapara. You know, tell me after he brought the first one, he shouldn't bring bread with the second one. Why not? It's a completely separate korban. So evidently, Rav Chanina, quoting in the name of Rav Yechanan, cannot be referring to the case of Chalifin at all, because there's no way to make it work out. Either there's no Chidush in it, because we already said it in the, either there's no Chidush in it, because we already said it in the Braisa, or just the whole case wouldn't work in the first place. Ella Avlad Todas Nadav. So evidently, let's say that Rav Yechanan is talking maybe about the case of the baby of the Todas Nadava. So again, he had designated the animal to begin with by saying Harezu, so there's no Achrayus on him. Now this mother animal gave birth. So now we would say that if he hadn't yet been Makru, the brother, the mother, then he brings the baby one together with bread, and if not, then if he had already brought the mother, then he'll bring the baby as a korban, but without bread, and if not, then he'll bring with. Again, the question is, why? Ben lifnei kapara, ben la'acha kapara, ein tonin lechem. Either way, it shouldn't require bread. Most of the todah, the fact is, it's an extra thing of a todah, because not the original todah. It's just a baby that resulted from the todah. So there'd be no reason either way to bring bread with it, even if it was before kapara. Why would we say that he brings bread with it? Ela avlad todas choiva. So now, rather, let's say, then, fine, we're talking about that the Torah, the original Torah, was a choiva. Again, either that he had said, Hare Olai, and made the obligation on himself, where then he's chayav b'achriyusa. Now, if the animal becomes unavailable, he does have to bring another one, and this baby can serve as that other one. Or the other explanation of choiva, we said, where he's actually required to bring the korban, like, because Hashem had saved his life. We would say, so fine, lifnei kapara. So if he brings the baby as a korban before the mother tone lechem, then he would have to bring bread together with the baby animal. Because after all, the logic would be, had he not had the mother, had the mother taka been unavailable, then he would have brought the baby, and it would have been a perfectly valid toda instead of the mother. So now, when instead he chooses, now he has the mother and the baby both available, and he chooses to bring the then sure, he would have to bring lechem together with it. So then he would have to bring bread. Acha kapara. But if he brings it after the kapara with the mother, now the fact is he was originally makdish the mother, so he is eventually going to have to bring the mother as a korban as well. But fine, that one can be without lechem. The baby will have been the main toida, and the mother will have been like the leftovers afterwards. La'acha kapara, but we would be saying that the other way around. If he had already been makdish the mother, and now the baby is left, where he doesn't have to bring the baby at all because he was already yotzei his neder, ain't toim lechem, then he doesn't need bread together with the baby. Well, if we understand it that way, once we've eliminated all the other possibilities, and this seems to be the only one that will work, then the question is, my kamash malon, then what is Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush? What is Rabbi Chanina, quoting to us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, what is the chiddush in it? There are, in fact, the words my kamash malon don't necessarily belong in the Gemara, because there is in fact a chiddush in it. And in fact, regular Rashi over here, what's printed in the place of regular Rashi, doesn't seem to have those words, and then maybe Rashi Ksav Yad doesn't either. Okay, in any case, what is the chiddush? So in any case, what is Rabbi Yochanan telling us? Because Savar Rabbi Yochanan. So the answer is the Gemara is informing us that Rabbi Yochanan holds Odom Miskapa B'Shvach Hetish. A person is able to have his kapara with the benefit of Hetish. Meaning, in other words, what we just said, the fact that he is able to use the baby to be makriv as his korban. That he's able to do that. When he had been makdish the mother as an adava, then that wouldn't work, as we said before, because the fact is he was makdish the mother itself to begin with. He never made a neder on himself. The whole obligation that he had put is specifically this animal we brought as a korban, so therefore he can't bring a different korban of it instead. But when we're talking about when it is a toga of a choiva, and then the fact is if that one gets lost, he would be yotze with the baby, so therefore, it is considered a valid toida, and therefore it would require and would require the bread. But that would only work when the toida to begin with was a choifa. So a person can get his kapara with that. He doesn't have to. We don't say that he has to find the original animal, and otherwise he can't do it. Tosfos has a long discussion over here with this matter of odem miskapa b'shvach hektish, because the Gemara. And then in the Sefer Tzemura, we'll learn next year something on the subject where we have that the Gemara does bring over there our Gemara, but then the Gemara goes on to say over there that in the case of a chatas, if the mother was pregnant and it gave birth, then he can use either one because the Gemara brings it to a different point over there. So eventually the Gemara says maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds Odom Miskapa B'Shvach Hektish, but then the Gemara ends up bringing a different reason for it. So why would the Gemara have to bring a different reason if from our Gemara over here it's clear that he holds of this concept Odom Miskapa B'Shvach Hektish? So Tosfos discusses there may be a difference between a chatas versus other korbanos. And Tosfos goes on and discusses that. In any case, in our Gemara, we're saying that he holds Odom Miskapa B'Shvach Hektish. The fact is that even though this is only Shvach, this is only a benefit, an extra value that came from Hektish. It was a baby animal that was born by the mother. Nevertheless, though, we still can say that he can use it for his neder, and he would be Yotze with it. And therefore, that one is going to require Lechem. That is Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush. Well, the Gemara says, Havi Barnami Abaya, Kiai Gavna. Abaya had the same question on what Rabbi Chanina had said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He went through the same analysis, and he went through the same analysis as Rabbi Amram independently, and he came up with the same answer that the case that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about has to specifically be the case where the toda to begin with was a choiva, and we're talking about the Vlad toda, we're talking about the Vlad, which we're talking about the baby. Itmar. Now, I mean, the Gemara says it was also said in the Beis Medrash, Amar Rabbi, more explicitly, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chilufei Todas Nedava. When you have an exchange for a Toda, that was to begin with a Nedava, that was just voluntary, and where he said Harezu, Bein Mishnah Tapara, Bein Ma'afa Tapara, To'onin Machem, whether before or after Tapara is going to require bread because Ma'ar Rabbi Todasu, because after all he's doing is just bringing extra toidas, and of course every extra toida that's independent of any other one is going to require bread. On the other hand, vlab toidas nedava, bein lifne kapara, bein laha kapara. On the other hand, when it comes to the baby of a toida that was nedava, whether before or after kapara, ain't tol machan, then it wouldn't require bread. Most of toida who, because then it's only a leftover of a toida, and therefore, so in other words, again, he doesn't have to. He had made the mother, and he had made a mother of the nedava, and there's no achrayus, and there's no achrayus over there. So chilufe is one thing, because we're saying that when he does a chiluf of it, then he didn't even need to in the first place. The vlad already exists, but nevertheless, we're still saying that it's considered a leftover of the mother, and therefore it doesn't have any status of its own. So even before kapara. On the other hand, vlad todas toiva. But when it comes to if the original toda was a requirement because he said arei olai, or because he was one of the arba shetzuchim lahodes, then lifnei kapara tonin lechem. If it was before kapara, if he hadn't yet brought the original animal as the mother animal as a korban, then he would have to bring the baby together with the bread tonin lechem last kapara in tonin lechem. But if it was after kapara, then it doesn't require bread. So the whole analysis that Rav Amram had gone through and reached that conclusion, and then Abaya also independently analyzed and came up with that conclusion. So now we actually have what was said in the Beis Medrash that Yitzchak or Yosef had explicitly reported in the name of Rav Yochanan exactly that. So that's how it is. Okay, we didn't really talk about the Tumura. So various Achronim talk about that with the Tumura also, it's basically considered Mosoros, and therefore it would be similar to what we said about the Vlad Tertus Nadova, that either way it wouldn't require life. Now, let's talk further about this, let's talk further about these Dinim of exchanges of Korbanos. We know from various places in Shas, we're going to learn about it more extensively in Masechta Tumura Bez Hashem, that there are certain cases where an animal that was supposed to have been a chatas has to instead be locked up and left to die. It's Alach L'Mosh Mishinai called Chomesh Chatoris HaMesis. There are five cases where one of them is Vlad, the two of them we've already discussed so far, Vlad and Tumura. There's another one similar. There's another one along the lines of what we've been learning, namely when what he was supposed to bring one and got lost, and he designated a different one instead, and then the original one turned up, and then you have a couple of cases like that. So, Amar Shmuel. So now Shmuel is going to say, though, disagreeing with Rav Yochanan. Kol sheba chatas mesa, any of the cases where if the animal was a chatas, then now instead of being mapped with it, we would have to allow it to die. Then the toida ain't torn a lechem. Then if a parallel case happens with a toida, then it would not require bread. So the vlad toida, another case is tamura, another case is ovda, and then it was lost, and the other one, and the owner used a different one. So those are the three that we've been discussing so far, and then in addition you have another two. A chatas has to be an animal specifically within its first year. So now if it's over a year old, then you have the same din, and another one is mesubalah, where the owner died. So in those cases, then, so you would not bring bread with them, which means that he's disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan is saying, in some cases, you would bring the baby together with bread. And Shmuel continues, Kol sheba chatas roya. Now you have other cases where a chatas does not have to be left to die. However, you do have to leave it to graze until it develops a mum. So when you have cases like that, and then you can be poida. So in those cases, the toida to'una lachem, if the parallel case happens with a toida, then it would require, then it would require bread. So what case we're talking about, we'll see soon in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Mosi Rav Amram. So Rav Amram says that I have a question on Shmuel. The Braisa that we learned before, we said, Mahu Omer HaToda Yachriv. Why does the Torah say the Toda he should offer? In other words, when it said, Imal Toda Yachrivenu, again, focusing on the word Yachriv, why does it say that? We learn from that. Minayim Mamafish Tojosev Olga, that how do we know a person designated as Toda and got lost, the Hifa Chaser Saptel, the Nymphis of Rishona, and he designated a second one and then the first one turned up by the Shane Oimdis, and both of them are standing. How do we know, as we said, that you could be Makriv either one together with the bread? That is where we learn from the word Yakriv, the Yakriv part of Yakriv Venu, that he should offer it, meaning, and even together with the bread. Then we said, Yachol Tehei Shniya Torna Lachan. Then you would think when he offers the second one, it should also require when he does end up offering one of them, whichever one, and brings the 40 loaves with it. You would think the same thing when he brings the second one, also he has to bring the 40 loaves as well. No, Tamalem Yakri Ven Nu, and we said in the Brai, said no, the Nun Vav of Yakri Ven Nu, he should offer it as a miot. Meaning that it's only one of them that requires bread, Echad V'Lishnayim, only one of them requires bread, not two. Now, thus far the Bryson. Now, the Ilugabi Chatas Kihai Gavner Roya. Now consider, says Rav Amram. By a Chatas, when you have a case like that, where both of them are available, one of them was lost, and then you designated another one, and now the first one turned up, and you haven't yet offered either one of them, then you have, so the din is Roya. So now the din is you'll offer one of them, and the other one will be left to graze. So, that because the Mishnah says it's not. We learn the Mishnah in Tumura. Hifrish chatos ve'olga, person designated as chatos and got lost. The hifrish acheres tachter, and he designated a second one instead of the first one. The nimtzis of Rishona, and then the first one, and then he finds the first one, by Shtein Oingus, and now both of them are standing in front of him. So what does he do? Miskaper, the Achas Mehen, he brings one of them as the korban, or Shnia Tomos, and the second one has to be left to die, Dibri Rebbe. That's what Rebbe says, because Rebbe says that once he was in the Miskaper with one of them, then automatically the second one becomes a Chatas Amesa. But the Chum say, no, Ein Chatas, Ella, Ein Chatas Amesa. No, a chatas mesa would only be if it was found after the owner had his kapara. So in other words, the Chacham was saying, when you lost the first animal, you didn't find it, so then you designated a second one, and you actually offered that second one, then the original one turns up. Then we would say that first one is a chatas, and that original one is a chatas, and is one of the five cases of chatas mesa. But when it was available before you were in a scaffold with the other one, say the Chachamim, then you don't have to leave it to die. You just have to leave it. It's a possible korban. You have to leave it to graze until it develops a mum, and then you can be put there. So therefore, only if you find that achas neskapu by them, only then would it have to be left to die. Well, then the implication is ha kodim shneskapu by them roya. So the implication is that the Chachamim are saying against Rebbe that if you find it before the kapara, then it doesn't have to die. It just is left to graze. Well, then in that case, so then that violates Shmuel's rule. Because according to Shmuel, the rule is any time that a chatas would be roya, it requires bread. But here the Braisa is clearly saying that in that exact case with a Toda, you bring one of them with bread and the other one without. According to Shmuel's rule, we would have to say, since one of them, in the case of the chatas, one of them is actually brought as a chatas and the other one is left to graze, and later on the money is used for a different korban, then the equivalent by a Toda would be that both of them would have to come with bread. Well, the Gemara says that's not a problem. Shmuel k'Rebbe Svirale. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. The Omar, Avudah b'shasa frosha mesa. Avudah b'shasa frosha mesa. Rebbe says that as long as the original animal was lost when you designated the second one, then when the first one turns up, doesn't matter before kapara or after kapara, then nevertheless the second one is going to be mesa. You're going to offer one of them, and the second one is going to be a chatas mesa. So therefore, so Shmuel holds like that. So according to Shmuel, that so now if we follow Rebbe, then Shmuel's rule holds good, because then in that case, so we have one of them is offered, the second one is mesa. That's the equivalent by a Toda of saying that one of them is offered with bread and the other is offered without bread. Okay, well, the Gemara asks Ella Royal Rebbe Hechem Ashkachasla. Well, then how is there going to be a scenario according to Rebbe? Shmuel is saying there's a case where the chatas is roya, where the chatas is left to graze till it develops a mum. But according to Rebbe, how would you find such a case? We're saying that according to Rebbe, it doesn't matter whether you found it, whether you found the original one before or after you were makriv the second one. Then there doesn't seem to be any case, according to Rebbe, where you would have a case of Rurgo. So Tosfos refers to over here that Tosfos refers to over here to a relevant Gemara over there in Masechta Tmura that talks about this point, and then you have different opinions in the Gemara over there, including an opinion of Rabbi Oshia about how to understand Rebbe's opinion, and Achronim talk about that also, that there are other opinions in the Gemara over there. About how to explain exactly Rebbe's and Chum's opinions. We'll learn about it in a second tomorrow, Best Hashem. So therefore, all Gemara would be going according to one of those possibilities. Anyway, so how would you find a point to according to Rebbe that you would even have a case of Roya? And the answer is Kidd Raboshia, exactly that, like Raboshia, Dhamma Raboshia, Hifrish Shrecha Toys Lachrayas, because you can have a case where to begin with, nothing was lost, but to begin with, a person designated two Chatoys for Achrayas, he had in mind to begin with, that if one of them gets lost, he's going to use the other one as its substitute. So then, in that case, even Rebbe holds according to Raboshi, in the scap of the Eiz mansion lives. So now he can all. Now none of them was lost in the first place, and the whole halacha Moshe Sinai is only when one of them was lost. So fine, the scap of the Eiz mansion lives. He uses whichever one he wants for his kapara. And the second one is left to graze. Rashi Ksavyad explains the reason is because after all the Gemara explains there in Tumura that first of all again the halacha Moshe Sinai is only when it was lost, but more to the point is because when it was lost we can say it was nidcha. There something happened to it that caused it to be rejected from being brought as a korban. But here nothing was being rejected; it was never lost in the first place. So therefore, so then it's purely his decision to bring one of them and not the other one. So therefore it wouldn't be a chatas amesa. So that would be the case where you have even a point of Rebbe. You would have Roya, and therefore the second half of Shmuel's rule would apply to that kind of case, and we would say that in that case, now in the case of a Torah, both of them you would bring as a korban, but one with bread and one without, and one without. Tosfos brings up a point that it can't be that he was makrish one and then the other, because then we can't say that he can choose whichever one he wants. He would have to offer the first one, and can't even be bevasachas. It can't even be that he said at the same time both of these are a chatas and it's backup or toida and it's backup because of a rule in the Gemara elsewhere that says whenever you have something that can't happen bezachazet one after the other, then it doesn't work even if you do it bevasachas. So rather, it means, in other words, Tosfos says, you know, like we had a couple of days ago, we had the case where a person says about the 40 loaves of bread, he has 80, and he says, I want 40 out of the 80 to be Kaddish, and he said that works, and 40 out of them become Kaddish, so the same way over here, he would be saying to begin with one of the two out of here is going to become Kaddish. Tosfos mentions that they referred over there why there's not a problem with Brera over here, and so here you have the same kind of thing. There are other places other places in Shas where it also discusses this point. There's a point that to begin with he had designated the second one as Achrayus. Therefore now he could in fact offer either one, but then if he offers the original one, then that second one is going to be Roya rather than Mesa. In fact, the Rambam seems to say that a person could in fact be doing them, it doesn't have to be even that he says that one of them is Achrayus, it could actually be that he to begin with just says that I'm designating a bunch of animals and one of them will bring and the other ones get downgraded to Achrayus when he brings the first one. So that would be the case. So the question is, well, Gabi Toda, if you had Gabi Na'im Tuna Lachem. The problem is, then fine, we found a case, according to Rebbe, where we have Roya in the case of a Chathas. But the problem is, the parallel case of a Toda, where again, you had one animal and then a backup for it, and you brought one of them, then the fact is that the second one would not require bread, like we said before. From the woods, the Hikrim al Zeva Chathoda. Here we're talking about where you can't say Marba Batodis because there's only one Choyva. So it doesn't require bread. So how is Shmuel saying anytime that Roya, when it's a Chatos, then instead it would require bread? So the answer is no. So we have to say it doesn't work out, say that Shmuel is holding like Rebbe. Either we would say Rebbe says there's no case of Roya, or in one case we found the pointed up Oshia, where Rebbe holds Roya, then we would have to say that there's no Gwer in that case. So no, Ella Shmuel could have Shimon, really. Rather, we would have to say that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. But on the Chomish Chatois Nesis, where Reb Shimon says that there are five cases, like we said before, five cases of a Chatas Chatzos, of a Chatas Mesa, and one of them is Chatas Shniskap or Bala Abakar, and Reb Shimon holds that, unlike we were saying before, according to Rebbe and according to the Chachamim, that it's a, that only if one of them, that according to that, oh, the Chacham said only if one of them was lost, and Rebbe had said that, and Rebbe had said that even if one of them was not, that even if one of them was the Chum that said only if it was lost and it wasn't found until after the original one showed up. And Rebbe said if it was lost, even before, if it was lost, even if it was found before the original one showed up. But Reb Shimon would go even further and say that any time you have two animals for the korban, and one of them was, and when one, and he used one of them for the korban, so even when he did achrayus, Reb Shimon would still hold the second one as mesa. Well, the question is, well, Roya Reb Shimon must they call? Well, then we're back to the question. According to Reb Shimon, there doesn't seem to be any case of Roya, because he's going even further and saying even the case, even the one case where Rebbe would hold Roya, where it was Lachrayos, then we would still say that according to Reb Shimon, there's no Roya over there. So again, then what is this? So what's the second half of Shmuel's rule? And the answer is Shmuel Namit Chodeh Parma. You're right. You know what? Shmuel is not really saying both halves of the rule. He's only saying the first half. Kol Shem Chatas Mesa, V'Toyda En Chona Lachem. Any time that if it was a chatas, it would have to die, then the parallel case with a toda would not require bray. So you're right, he never said the second half of the rule at all. The Gemara had just generalized it from the first one. But you're right, you can't have the second half of the rule, because if he holds like Reb Shimon, then there's no example of the second one of a chatas for Thiroya. Well, the question is, my Kamash Malon, in that case, then what exactly is Shmuel, telling us? We know already, or we know all the dinim. We know the dinim of chatoris amesis, and we know the. We already discussed what the din would be as far as the various cases of toda. So we already covered everything before. You can't say that Shmuel is telling us the case, says Rashi Ksavyad. You can't say he's telling us the case of Obra Shnosa, the one case that we haven't discussed yet, which is where the Chatas became overage, because by a Toda there's no such thing. There's no maximum age for a Toda. And the answer is Pukimid Rabbi Yechanan. Now that we got through all of this, Shmuel would be telling us not specifically, not like Rabbi Yechanan, Dom Odom Eskapa B'Fach Hektish. Where Rabbi Yechanan said before that a person could have a Skapara with the benefit, with the extra value that came from Hektish. Namely, he said the case with a mother Toda animal had a baby. And Rabbi Yechanan said you could use that baby instead of using the mother, and that would work. And he would even bring bread with it. Kamash Malon Deloy. Shmuel is telling us that no, you have to use the original animal. So there's no way to use the baby. In fact, the baby would only be called what we called before Moser, just a leftover. And even if you choose to bring the baby, first, you would not, in fact, bring bread together with it. Only when you bring the mother as the korban when you bring bread, because that's what Shmuel is saying. Kol Shem Chatas Mesa. Now, one of the cases of Chatas Mesa is Vlad Chatas, is a baby of a Chatas. So now Shmuel will be telling us that when it comes to the baby of a Toga, unlike Rabbi Yochanan says, go ahead and bring the baby if you want, and even bring it with bread, Shmuel would say that no, it's not so. Because since Vlad Chatas is Mesa, therefore, by a Toda, you could bring it at a korban, but you wouldn't bring it with bread. Okay. So that explains Shmuel's opinion. The Rambam passed on like Rabbi Yochanan, because first of all, when we have a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, or between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, generally the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. And in addition, the Gemara has explained over here that Shmuel's whole opinion is only according to Reb Shimon, and the halacha as far as the definition of the chatoris amesis, and the halacha is not like Reb Shimon anything. The Gemara continues, Amar Abba, Zu Toda Vezu Lachma. If a person had said to begin with, this is the Toda, and this is the bread that I'm going to be bringing with it, so to begin with, the whole thing was in a Dova. There's no Achrayus involved over here. But Ovad Alechem, if now the bread is lost, maybe Lechem Acher, then he can bring other bread and still bring the Korban and the Yodza. of the Torah, but if the Torah gets lost, any maybe Torah acheres, he does not have to bring. He does not have to bring another Torah. Now that there was no achrayus, so he doesn't bring another Torah together with the bread. So in other words, just we take the bread. So the bread is not going to be brought. The bread is not going to be brought as a korban. It's interesting. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, which is actually very much in Yonah Deyoma. The Gemara mentions in Pesachim that they would have on Erev Pesach, when they needed to inform everyone in Yerushalayim what the end of the time for eating chametz versus burning chametz is. The Mishnah mentions that they take two chalas of a toida that was fossil, and they would put them, which the chametz one, which after all, you can't eat them after the deadline on Erev Pesach, and they would put them on a high place, on a harabais, so everybody could see them, and as long as both of them were there, it was a sign that everybody could eat, could still eat chametz. When they took one of them away, you knew it's time to stop eating chametz, and when they took away both of them, you knew it's time to burn chametz. Anyway, the Gemara discusses over there, what is this case? How exactly did this bread become possible? And the Gemara discusses over there a case similar like this, where you have one of the possibilities. The Gemara brings up over there is that you have a case like this, where you have a toida where the bread was supposed to be brought, but then the toida became kosher. So the Gemara discusses over there that in a case like that, you would actually be able to be poida that bread, because after all, it didn't get kedusha zaguf, doesn't have kedusha zaguf until you actually shech the korban. And in fact, Rashi and Tosfos argue over there. What do you do with the money? Do you use it to buy another Torah, or do you use it, or do you not? Even though the bread is still available, you wouldn't bring the Torah with it. My time, most says Reb Abba. Why is that? Why is that? The question is not so much. Okay, there's no achrayus, but why in the case where, in the first case, where the my timer is really a question on the first case. We're saying when he said that I'm going to bring a toida, and then he said this is animal is going to be a toida, and this is going to be its bread, and now the bread got lost. Why should we require him to bring more bread? Why shouldn't we say it was nedava? There was no achrayus, and he shouldn't have to bring anything at all. The reason is, says Reb Abba, lechem leglal toida, because the bread is coming because of the toida. It's tofel to it. So once he's bringing the toida, and there's no reason he shouldn't, the toida itself actually still exists after all, and is available. So then he has to automatically bring bread with it. So in toida leglal lechem, but it's not the other way around. The toida is not brought because of the bread. So the toida is not brought because of the bread. So therefore, so if the toida becomes unavailable, then he doesn't in fact have to bring the bread. He doesn't have to bring another toida together with it, because again, the whole thing was nedava in the first place. The Sfasemis points out, based on that relevant Gemara and Pesachim, that by the same token, also, if the toida got lost, then the bread was already established that it should go with this toida and not a different one. So then by the same token, then you wouldn't be able to bring another toida together with this bread, because this bread was already supposed to be going specifically with this toida. Okay. Another din in this connection, the Omar Rava. So Rava says, here's another relevant din. On the side of it here, it says it shouldn't really be Omar Rava. It should be Omar, because until now, Rava hasn't been speaking. The Omar would usually be when he's also saying something else. Then we have Shitub Kubetza says it should be Omar Rava, because he says the previous statement he has not Omar Rav Abba, but rather the previous statement he has Omar Rava. So now you have another din that Rava is saying. Anyway, Hifrish Mo is the Toyda. So a person set aside money for his Korban Toyda. Then he tosu, and he has leftover money, so he bought the toda, but he still has money left over. Maybe behem lechem, he can use that extra money to buy the bread. But lachem toda, but he tosu. But if it was the other way around, he had designated money to buy the bread, and he had leftover money, and maybe behem toda, he cannot use the rest of that money for the toda. So the Gemara says, my timer. So why is that? Ilema mishum d'Rav Kahana. Are you going to say it's because of what Rav Kahana says. The Amar Rav Kahana minayim the lach me toida shenikru toida. How do we know that the bread of the toida itself is called by the word toida? Shenemar v'hikru val zevach ha-toida chalas matzahs. The pasuk says that together with the toida, he should bring chalas matzahs and the various types of bread that we said before. Meaning, in other words, the Rashi earlier in the Masechta explains the fact that it says ha-toida and then it says chalas. So in other words, the Torah could have just said the hikir v'al zevach chalos. When it says the hikir v'al zevach ha-Torah chalos, that implies that the chalos themselves are considered the Torah. So you're going to tell me that therefore, if you have leftover money from the animal, then he can use it to buy. Then he can use it to buy the bread. Well, if that's the case, then the same thing should work the other way around also. If the bread is completely called the toida, then this should be perfectly valid to use the extra money for the korban. So the answer is no, the other way around. Lechem ikri toida, toida la ikri lechem. The difference is, the bread is called a toida, as we just saw. But the other way around, the toida is not called bread. So now, when he designated money for the bread, then that doesn't include, so that doesn't include the toida, and therefore he can't now use that money towards the toida. So what does he do with that money? The Keren Ora says, Ein Lam Takana. There might be nothing he could do with it, and he might have to just destroy that money. On the other hand, another Achlin Chedushim of the Urdin brings that no, he can't use the Toda, he can't use it for the Toda itself, but he could use it for bread for a different Toda. V'omar Rava. Rava says, here's another din as far as the Toda. Again, Shitim Kubetza says that this should be Rava. Anyway, Hifrish Tadasa V'Avda. Now, let's go further about this case of designating an animal for the korban and it getting lost. So V'Amar Rava, Hifrish Tadasa V'Avda, person designated an animal for a toida and it got lost. V'Chaz V'Hifrish Acheres Tachtea V'Avda, then he designated a second one and it also got lost. V'Chaz V'Hifrish Acheres Tachtea, and so he designated a third one. V'Nimtzu HaRishonis, so now he found the original two Rav Shloshan Oimdus, and now all three of them are standing in front of us. So what does he do? What do we do as far as being Machlushen? V'Skapa V'Rishonis, if he has his kapara with the first one, so he brings the original one, as the actual toida, and he brings it together with bread, then the din would be shniya in a torn alachem, shlish is torn alachem. Then the din would be, when he brings the second one, then that would not require bread, because that would be chilufin, and we learned earlier in the Sugya that chilufin do not require bread, but shlish is torn alachem, but the third one would, because the second one was not the main toida in the first place. And the second one is really a leftover of the first one, and therefore the third one being a substitute for the second one is not really considered chalifin of a tzmura, not really considered chalifin of a toida, and therefore the third one would in fact require bread. So in other words, the second one is not really considered a toida, and therefore the third one is kind of considered an independent thing. Miskapa b'shlishis, vice versa, says Rava, if he brought the third one as the korban, as the main toida, shniya in etzon lechem, the second one wouldn't require bread, because then it would be like what we said before, where you use the chilufin as the original, as the actual korban, and now you just have the second one left over that would have been for which that third one was meant to substitute. So then, we've shown it to an alacham, but then by the same logic, the first one will require bread, because the first one and the third have nothing to do with each other. Because again, the third one was offered as chilufin and required bread. The second one was not the main toida, it was only moser, and therefore the first one, which the second one was meant to substitute for, is not tied to the third one at all, and therefore it requires lechem. But sois, continues Rava, if he used the second one, stay in Ein Tunis Lechem, then neither of the other one requires Lechem, because both of them have a Shaychus to that one. And once he's bringing the second one, then both of the ones that are tied to it, the first and the third, neither one has a connection. Both of them have a connection to the second one, and therefore neither of the, each one is going to be considered a chilufim of the first one, and therefore neither one requires bread. Abaya. Omar Abaya says, no, Afilu Niskapa, Ba'achas Mehem. No matter which one of them, he was Niskapa with Shtein, and Jonas Lechem, the two others will not require bread, Kulu, Khalif, and Dahabdani Ninu, because all of them are considered exchanges of one another. None of this first versus third, or any of that, we would still say that all of them are considered to be connected to one another. Tosfos points out we have similar things in other places in Shas. We had earlier in our Masechta, we had a case of an Isorin of a Mincha where you divide where we had one part of it got lost and you designated a different part and now you wind up with three parts with three parts, two of which belong to the original Mincha and one which was added, and then what happens with depending which two halves you use as the Mincha to make up an Isorin. We had a similar discussion about that where Abaye says all of them have a connection to one another. Another example, Tosfos brings in the Masechta Shabbos, a case involving where a person does malacha on Shabbos, some malachas knowing it was Shabbos but forgetting that he's on malachas, other ones not knowing it was Shabbos. Then you have also similar kinds of things. Which ones connect with which other ones and which ones don't? So you have a similar thing. Abaye says a similar svara over there. So the Gemara points out, Amr Abzeira b'chein le'inin chatoiz. The same machlokas, Abaye and Rava, will argue as far as the chatoiz that we were talking about on Amr Aleph. Same thing. Hifrish chatoiz v'avda. Person designated an animal for a chatas, then it got lost. The hifrish acher sachter. He designated a second one to make up for the first one, v'avda, and it also got lost. The hifrish acher sachter. And then he designated a third one to go instead of the second one. The nimtzur rishonis v'ashloshin ondas. Then you find the original ones, and all three of them are standing in front of us. Same thing, says Abzeira. Niskapa b'rishona shlishes tira, shniya tamus or shlishes tira. If he was niskapa with the first one, then the second one is going to be considered a moisil chatas, where we said that the original one was lost and now he was and now he's machu with the second one. So now the second one is going to be one of the cases of chatoris habesis. Or shlishes tira, but the third one will be able to be left to graze because not considered to be connected to the first one. Niskapa b'shlishis, and if he used the third one for his chatas, shniya tamos v'rishona tira, the second one will have to be left to die, but the first one can graze. Niskapa b'mtsois, and if he had this kapara, but the middle one, shtein yemusu, since both of them have a connection with it, and both of them therefore are considered as chalifin, then both of them are going to have to, then both of them are going to have to be left to die. So the Tzoyin Kodshim explains that when we had the machlokas on Amar Aleph, we had a three-way machlokas. What is the case of chatas amesa? Is it where the animal was lost only, the animal was lost still at the time of kapara? Was it that it was lost at any time, even if it was found before kapara? Or is it that even if it wasn't lost, even if it was just lachrayas, so we said Rebbe's opinion was that as long as it was lost, then it's considered a chatas amesa. So the Tzoyin Kodshim points out that Reb Zera over here would have to be holding like Rebbe. I know the Karen Ora, on the other hand, says maybe you can make it work according to the Chachamim, because again, that Gemara in Masechta Tmura talks about different understandings of the Machlokas of Rebbe and the Chachamim. You have another understanding of Rebbe's and the Chachamim's opinions, which doesn't require us to say that the Chacham would always say that if the animal was found before the other one was offered, then it's automatically going to be Tira. There would in fact be a case where the Chachamim hold that Tomos, and in fact the Karen Ora points out that the Rambam Paskins like the Chachamim against the Rebbe, but on the other hand, the Rambam Paskins like Reb Zera, so that wouldn't work if we said that Reb Zera holds like Rebbe, so it must be there's a way to make Reb Zera's opinion work with that of the Chachamim. So Reb Zera is saying, in this case of Chatoris, pretty much the same thing as Rava is saying as far as the Todas and their bread, and Abaye Omar, and Abaye again argues the same logic before, for the Niskapa Ba'achas Mehen, no matter which one he uses the Kapara, Shtei and Yamusu, the other two are going to have to be left to die, Kulu Chalifin Da'adar, and you know, for the same reason they're all considered Chalifin of one another, unlike Reb Zera. And Rava before was saying that you can have that the first and the third are not directly tied to one another, they're only tied to each other through the second. Abaye is saying, no, they're all considered connected to one another. Well, the Gemara says, my b'chein. Well, then what is Reb Zera telling us? What is Reb Zera's chidush that by saying v'chein, that saying the same din that applies as far as chatoris, the same parallel, the same dinim that applies as far as a toda, the same parallel dinim apply as far as a chatas. We know that you have the same basic rules as far as chalifin and tmuros and moser and all of that. The answer is without Rav Zera telling us, Ma'u Detema, Hossam, Hudi Ikalamemer, Ma'u with the Toda. So, because you know what the difference is with a Toda? It's always possible to say when a person is bringing another animal as a Toda, fine, he's bringing an extra Toda. You can bring as many Todas as you want. But when it comes to a chatos, it's impossible to say that. You can't add chatos. You can't bring a chatos for nedu and a gava. Emaloi, maybe we wouldn't say that. Maybe we would say that each one is not, maybe we would say that none of them is considered an achrayus for one another. So maybe we would say, in other words, so then maybe we would say that even, maybe Rav Zera would have to agree with Abaya's Svara that each one of them is considered connected to the other one. And therefore, then in all cases, all of them would in fact have to be left to die. Kamash Malan, therefore, Rav Zera is telling us that not, even by a chatas, the first and the third are not tied together, and therefore it's possible to have that it's possible to have one of them was offered as the korban and the other one will be left to graze. Okay, so the Gemara continues talking further about this matter of the toida and the tmura of the toida. So the Gemara says, toida shenis arva b'tmurasa. If you have a toida and the tmura of the toida and they got mixed up and you don't know which is which, or mesa achas mehen. If now one of them dies and before you could bring it as a korban, chavata ein machakana, then there's no way of fixing up the situation with the other one. Because hechi neved, what should we do? Nachdus lechem ba'da, should we offer bread together with this new one? No, duma tmurah. It might be the tmura, and we said before that tmura does not require bread. And you can't just bring the bread like that. Loy nakhtuv lechem b'hadda, should we not bring bread with it? Doma todehi. After all, it might be a toida, and it does have to come with bread. So maybe, Mela, when you have both of them are alive, then you can bring the bread and say that it should be that whichever one is the real toida, then the bread should go with it, and the other one will go without it. But in a case like this, where one of them is unavailable because he's dead, Then we can't do that, and therefore, Rav Chiya says that there's nothing we can do with the situation. So what do we do? So the Rambam says we wait until it develops a mum, and then the Rambam discuss what exactly you should do with it after that. Do you use the money for another toida without bread? That's the Ma'arid Kurk or something. The Rambam says that. The Choyk Nosson says, Yehi Munachad Shiyav Eliyahu. The Ravid argues on the whole point and says that bring another one together with bread and use the money for this one that became possible and bring a Toda without bread. So you have a few different possibilities what you could do. So the Gemara says, "Hey, Hidami, yeah, but what's the scenario over here? Let's go back to the question of whether this toida was neder or nedava. Either Omar Olai, if when he designated the toida, he said, 'Hare Olai, I am obligating myself to bring a korban.'" So then, what do you mean? Loi sagi, loi maisi. So then, inevitably, he has to bring one. He can't be yotze without bringing one. So loi sagi, loi maisi, loi behem achlina. So it would be impossible. He's necessarily anyway going to have to bring another animal. Rashi ksaviyad instead has the girsa, not the word word laisi. So according to that, it goes together with the next part of the sentence. Laisi behem achrin, he should have to bring another animal, velechem, and he should have to bring bread, velema. And he would say as follows, ihach to kaima tmurahi, if the one that's still alive is the tmura, ha toda v'alachma, then I'm bringing a new animal together with bread. And then the original one will just be the tmura and will be offered without bread. And if the one that's living is the toida, was the original toida, halachma, then this one is the bread that goes with it. To have achrayus, and the second one will be achrayus, and the second one will be achrayus that it's available in case the first one gets lost. So in a case like that, if the whole thing was a neder to begin with, then what do you mean? You're saying chabata in la chakana. You have a very easy chakana. So the answer is, well, it's just dama harizu. Fine, but the case is, to begin with, where he said, so therefore it's in the Dava, so there's no Achrayus, and therefore, now you can't say that if this was the original Torah, then this should be an Achrayus for it, because there's no Achrayus for an Adava, so now the fact that he brings the second one, even if he brings it together with bread, you still have a suffix on the original one, whether it should be brought with bread as well, and therefore the Priya says, Eima Takana. So now the Gemara brings now the Gemara is going to start bringing a bunch of questions on this point. Why do we have to say Ein Latakana? Why don't we have a way around it? So the discussion begins over here and it continues on to the next onward. So we'll do one or two of them. The Gemara says similarly Mudim Midas Allah Shayesh Shekain Dedoma the E Cholosh Moshe Tmura Bachutz Chizkiya Hifish Chatas La'achar Yosir. These are mnemonics for the names of the Amoraim. The names of Amoraim who brought up various questions over here. On the side over here, it says there was a bunch of them where the wording is wrong. But they represent the Amoraim and the key words of the questions that they bring up on the subject. So the first one is Amru Lameidin Lefnei Rebbe. So the first one is those who learned in front of Rebbe ask the following question. The Gemara explains elsewhere, and we're going to see in a few lines that Lameidin Lefnei Rebbe refers to particularly to Levi, to the early Amora Levi. Actually, Tosfos points out that no, the Gemara tells us Lameidin Lifnei Chachamim is Levi. Lameidin Lifnei Rebbe could be somebody else. Anyway, so Lameidin Lifnei Rebbe asks the question: the Laisi Lechem, why do we have to say Ein Matakana? Bring bread together with the one remaining alive animal, which you're not sure if it was the original Toda or the Tumora, the Lema, and you should say and Ihach to Kaima Toda. If this one that's living now is the original Toda, Halachma, then here's the bread with it. The Eloi, and if not, Lipuk L'Cholin, then the bread should be able to become Cholin. In other words, I'm making the bread Kaddish only on a Tnai that this is the original animal. So Rebbe answers them. Yeah, but are you allowed to bring cholin into the azara? You don't know if this you don't know if this bread is in fact needed for the korban, and if it's not, then it comes out that you bring cholin into the azara. Tosfos brings a whole discussion over here that. Now Rashi and then Rambam, for that matter, hold that you're never allowed to bring cholin into the azara. And Tosfos points out that there are actually cases where you are allowed to. For example, a person can bring his sheep into the azara and only be makdish in the azara. So Tosfos discusses only when there's an issue of avoda over here, only when it looks like you're doing it. So here you're going to have to wave the bread, and the bread, you don't know whether you have to bring this bread or not. So if it's cholin, then you have a problem of machnas cholin mazara, and Tosfos goes on and discusses various ins and outs of that, of what's considered cholin mazara, and what the problem is. And Tosfos discusses why can't we say that it should be machnas to dedek abayis, and dedek abayis you'd be allowed to bring into the azara. And Tosfos says that you can only do that things that are not a korban. For example, you can do that with bikurim in certain cases, but here again you have to wave it and it goes together with the korban, so you can't say that it might be hektish lebedek abayis. And Tosfos talks about various angles on that. In addition, also elsewhere, there's a discussion about whether this whole issue of cholin la'azara is d'arais or d'rabbanan. If it's only d'rabbanan, maybe we should set it aside in order to be able to bring the korban. So there's considerable discussion among Rishonim whether, in fact, it's also d'arais or d'rabbanan to bring cholin for the azara. Okay, so the Gemara continues. How about another possibility? The lacy behem of a lechem, fine, bring another animal and bread, the lema, and you say as follows, ihach to kaima tshmurini, if the one that's still standing and is available is the tshmura, ha toda v'ha lachma, then the new one will be a toda, and then here's the bread with it, and if the original one that's still alive is the original toda, ha lachma, then this one will be the bread for it, ha to have a shlomim, and the new animal that I'm bringing will be a shlomim, and a shlomim doesn't come with bread, and then we have no problem. Omalahu, so Rebbe says, that won't work either. Mishum to come in my, bizman achiv the shlomim, because then you're reducing, they become mishum to come in my, achiv the shlomim, because then you're reducing the amount of time that a shlomim can be eaten. A shlomim can be eaten for 2 days and one night, a toda for only one day and one night. You're not allowed to shorten the time in which you can eat shlomim. It's called Ein Mavin Kodshim, but based on soul, we learned about it a bit in Zvachim. It's Negev, by the way, also. It's something as Man Groma today. We don't say Mizmor Soda in Davening today because if you you can't bring a Toda on Erev Pesach for the same reason. You're going to shorten the amount of time in which you can eat the chometz bread of it because you only have until 5 hours in the day, until the end of 4 hours in the day to eat it. So for the same reason over here, you can't designate it as a shlomim. You can't say tonight that it should be a shlomim. So another one, Omer Levi the Rebbe. So Levi says to Rebbe, here's another possibility. Again, according to Rashi before, we were calling him Lemaid and Lifnei Rebbe, and now we're calling him Levi. In which case, Rashi Ksavyad explained the difference is that before it would be, he said it among all the other Talmidim, whereas here he's saying it one-on-one to Rebbe. According to Tosfos, that they're different people, then of course it's different people. Anyway, so Levi says to Rebbe, the Lefi Behem of Alechem, why shouldn't he bring a new animal and new bread, Velema? And he can say as follows, if the one that's still alive is the Tmura and not the original Toda, Hot Toda Vahalachma, then fine, I'm bringing another Toda, and here's the bread with it. The Ihai Dekaima Toda, and if the one that's alive is the Toda, Halachma, then here's the bread that goes with it, Vaha, and the new animal that I'm bringing, Tavi Moisa the Toda, should be considered a Moisa, a leftover of a Toda, where we said before, you do bring it, but you don't bring it with bread. So why can't we do it that way? And that way, at least, again, we have a way of salvaging the original animal. Omalei, so Rebbe says to Levi, Kimidumani Shemai Moyach Bekadkode. It seems to me that he has no brains in his head. You find in a few places in Shas where Rebbe uses such an expression on Levi. Now, by the way, there's a different place where Rebbe says one time there's a story in Yerushalmi where one time the people of a certain town needed somebody who would do everything for them. He would be their Rav and Melamed and Chazan and Shofet and so on and so forth. And Rebbe sent them Levi. And later on in the course of the story, Rebbe says to them, I sent you somebody of my caliber. So we see when Rebbe is saying an expression like this, it seems to me has no brains in his head. He's a Rebbe is allowed to say this kind of thing to encourage his Talmidim to think better. So in other words, it's a way of saying to Levi, like you have a good head on your shoulders, but you're not using it, basically. So he says it can't be. Since when do we designate an animal to begin with? That should be Moser. Mela, you have, for example, you have a Vlad that we talked about before, or you have leftover money. Or you lost the original one and designated a new one, and then you found the first one, then you can call it Moserus. But here, where you have to begin with, you're saying that you're designating it to begin with, that it should be, that there's a possibility that it should be a Moser, then you can't do that. So therefore, your method is not going to work. In fact, Sfas Emes wonders, I mean, so what was Levi thinking? Isn't he aware of that? And he explains that Rebbe had said that what you do is you designate another animal to begin with. What you do is designate more money than you're going to need for another animal, and then afterwards he can use the rest of the money as moiser, and then he can bring a toida. So Rebbe is saying that still you can't do in such a way to create moiser in the first place. Moiser is a diabedika thing. So far we've gone through several possibilities of why it appears saying Ein Lo Tachana in a case like this where the Torah got mixed up with its Tzmura, because so far all the possibilities that we brought up so far we said are not going to work. You can't bring Chulin Azara, you can't reduce the amount of time for eating a Shlomim, and you can't separate something to begin with that is going to become Moser. So the rest of the Gemara is all the way until the next Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud is going to go through other Amudoyim. I'm going to bring up different other possibilities of why there are other why we don't say that there are other things that we could do in order to salvage the situation.